proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue looking at biblical Israel and her pagan neighbors. Four groups remained out of the groups collectively known as the Canaanites, that is to say, occupants of the land of Canaan, when Israel appeared on the borders of that territory. One of these was specifically given the generic name Canaanites. Such a title might have functioned as an overall designation for those descendants of Ham who dwelt in the lands of promise. The boundaries of the Canaanites was noted in Genesis chapter 10. These borders ran, quote, from Sidon, as thou comest to Gerar, unto Gaza, as thou goest unto Sodom and Gomorrah, and Admah and Zoboim, even unto Lasha, unquote. In other words, the homeland of the Canaanites included what is today Israel and Lebanon. The Canaanites frequently had dealings with the Jews, both friendly and otherwise. Jacob's son Judah married the daughter of the Canaanite Shua. The Canaanites also waged war often against the Jews, as recorded throughout the books of Joshua and Judges. The Perizzites lived in the hill country of Judea and Ephraim, according to the 11th chapter of the book of Joshua. The authors of Strong's exhaustive concordance indicate that the noun Perizzite came from a root meaning villager. According to the 9th chapter of 1 Kings, Solomon subjugated the Perizzites, making them slaves. The Hivites lived in the mountains extending southward from Lebanon to the hill country of Jerusalem. Their name may have had linguistic connections with a Hebrew word for snake, Chava. Commentators have disagreed regarding where the biblical Hivites originated. Some claim that the Hivites immigrated from Greece. Others contend that they were the same people as the Hurrians, an important ethnic group located in the ancient Near East. Still others argued that the Hivites came from Cilicia in Asia Minor. The 34th chapter of Genesis addressed the relationship between Jacob's progeny and the members of a Hivite colony in Canaan. Shechem was a prince of the Hivites. He had captured and raped Jacob's daughter Dinah and was keeping her imprisoned. Shechem's father, Hamor, asked Jacob to allow his son to marry Dinah. The woman's older brothers, Simeon and Levi, offered to make an alliance with the Hivites, provided that their males and the Hivites received circumcision. The Hivites acquiesced to this arrangement, but Simeon and Levi planned treachery against them. 2 days after the men of Hivites were circumcised, Simeon and Levi came and massacred all of the Hivite men, including Shechem. When Jacob rebuked them with their treachery and their cruelty, Simeon and Levi replied, quote, "Should he deal with our sister as with a harlot?" Unquote. The Jebusites, in their turn, were probably the original inhabitants of what became the city of Jerusalem. They referred to the city as Jebus. According to the book of Joshua, the Jebusites lived in the territories assigned to the tribes of Judah and Benjamin. One of the most prominent Jebusite monarchs in the Bible was a man named Adonai Zedek. He led a confederacy of Canaanite kings against Joshua and the Israelites. The latter forces defeated them in battle, captured their leader, and put Adonai Zedek to death. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.